So, 14 minutes on the clock here at Daly Mount. McInniff steps up, strokes it, low under the goal. Derry City hit the front, 1-0, Aaron McInniff. He's shaken off missing those penalties in pre-season, and he gets them when they count, sending Derry ahead. 14 minutes on the clock here at Daly Mount.
Clears it as far as Bower and Doherty. Doherty lets the ball run across his body, then tries to find Ronan Curtis. Derek Pender's forced to hustle back to that one. Oh, this one could go into the goal. Oh, what an OG from Derry Pender. No, he's cleared it back out. It should be finished by Derry. Derry make it 2-0. Shane Supple's forced to just hack it clear, straight in the path of Nathan Boyle, and on the stroke of half-time, Derry have doubled their advantage. A comedy of errors there from Derek Pender. He went back, didn't look where the keeper was going, played up by Mickey Logan.
Boyle. Yeah, Nathan Boyle does really well, shoulders off his man. Nathan Boyle breaks in the box. Boyle has a chance to finish it here, goes now. Oh, nutmegs the keeper to make it 3-0. Nathan Boyle with a brace. What a controlled finish. Jared Doherty runs up the cell bit, but what a cool finish. And Nathan Boyle used all his physical power to wrestle his man off the ball. And then comes back to double up there with Ben Doherty. Lovely ball in the box. All right, McBride. Yeah! Full stretch. But it falls to Denny Corker, and Cozy like beats Jared Doherty, and we've got 4 goals, Kevin. Derry 3, Bowes 1.
Yeah, Bowes just to be fair, them did well. Derry will be disappointed because Josh Daniels was initially got the cross and didn't cut it back. Bowes broke down the side.
Picks it quickly. Pender plays in there as far as Morris. The ball runs away from him, but he plays in the centre. Look at Schubert. Oh, wonderful ball from Schubert. Sends Boyle away. Derry 2-on-2. If Boyle can get his head up, play it across to Schubert. Tries to put it in, breaks out to Schubert. Schubert falls in and makes it 4-1 to Derry City. It is raining goal.
So, Kenny, the aim was to get 3 points in the first game of the season. You've achieved that here at Daly Mount Park.
Yes, and that is, you're right. That was the aim, and hopefully, you know, we got some confidence from it. In terms of, you know, the latter stages and how we matured during the game with a very, very young team, 2 teenage fullbacks, brought on another teenage centre back, and you can see the longevity that's in front of us with the development of the team, and they will get confidence from that. I don't want to knock their confidence too much, but it wasn't as good, anywhere near as good as we can be.
Well, you're saying it wasn't as good as what it could be. What areas do you think the team could have improved on?
I think in general, our ball retention wasn't as good, and we weren't creative enough when we could have created more chances. So, you know, that's something that will develop throughout the season, and I'm pleased that we won our first game compared with last season on a very good pitch, total opposite of last season. To start like that away from home in Dublin, I'm delighted with the result, but must do better in all our areas.
And the positives, 3 goals off the bench, 2 from Nathan Boyle. He had a good pre-season and has continued on to the first game of the season.
Nathan's a very good player. He has to believe that. And when he starts believing that and we work on certain frailties that he has, you know, he's got so much potential to be up there in the upper echelons of the league, and if we can get him to believe that, then he's going to have a good season.
Sadly, Rory Patterson had to go off in the first half. Can we get an update on his status?
Yeah, it's medial ligaments of the knee, and with the blocked tackle. So he's been so fit and so strong and healthy during pre-season. It's as fit as I've ever seen him. And he said that himself, he's as fit as he's ever been. So, you know, we were primed and ready. So we moved from having a back-to-goal striker, linking it up. That was our formula from the start. And then we had to change to our way of playing. We had to go in behind with Nathan's strength and pace. So I'm delighted for Nathan. He deserves the accolades that he'll get. But it's about the team, and the team needs to improve.
Just to finish up here, next week we've got Limerick up in Buncrana.
Limerick are a good team. I've said it all along, and you know, the investments they've made is to get into Europe, and you know, they're getting their just rewards because of that investment. But and they're the best team in the league. I said it at the minute; they're the best team in the league. There's no one can touch them, and we just want to try and get something from next week's game against them. It's going to be very tough.